WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Hong Kong has just upped the ante in the trade war with the Trump administration. Reporter Alex Jensen has details from Seoul.
Hong Kong Post accused the U.S. of imposing bullying tariff hikes as it said it will reject parcels containing goods that are bound for the U.S. by either land or sea with immediate effect and airmail packages from April 27th. It comes after President Trump's recent order to drop a duty-free exemption for small parcels from China.
China is reporting booming business before President Trump's tariffs kicked in. Beijing's first quarter boost came as it rushed to export goods ahead of the new levies. A federal judge says she wants the Trump administration to provide records and sworn statements about what it's doing to bring a Maryland man home after he was mistakenly deported to prison in El Salvador. Kilmar Abrego Garcia's wife, Jennifer.
I will not stop fighting until I see my husband alive.
Correspondent Jared Hill.
Inside, a federal judge blasted Trump administration lawyers for not doing enough to bring back the man they admit was mistakenly deported to an El Salvador prison weeks ago, ordering new depositions from several Trump officials. The latest chapter in the legal fight came one day after the president of El Salvador claimed he didn't have the power to send Abrego Garcia back.
Word overnight, a pastor from Tennessee kidnapped at gunpoint during a sermon in South Africa last week has been rescued. Police there say an elite unit of officers confronted the kidnappers in a high-stakes shootout, killing three of the suspects. A top advisor to Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has been sidelined. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Dan Caldwell was escorted from the Pentagon after being identified during an investigation into leaks. He has been placed on administrative leave. Hegseth's chief of staff issued a memo last month saying the Pentagon would conduct an investigation into leaks that could include polygraphs.
Sources tell CBS News Texas the person in custody in a school shooting that wounded four students in Dallas is a 17-year-old student who turned himself in. Others huddled in classrooms.
I heard like six shots, and then the teacher ran to the door and closed it and told us to hide in the corner.
No word on the motive. Officials say security was increased after a student was shot and wounded at that same school last year. The king of the TV game show has died. Wink Martindale hosted or produced more than 20 shows.
We have Tic-Tac-Toe's all-time eight champions.
Tic-Tac-Toe, Gambit, High Rollers, all staples in living rooms across America. Wink Martindale was 91. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Brewers end their losing streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers shut out the Tigers 5-0, ending a three-game losing streak. Reese Hoskins smacked a fastball to deep center field for his first home run of the season.
Yeah, breaking the ice, there's maybe something to be said for that. Yeah, it's just nice to get rewarded for some quality at-bats.
NBA, the Bucks' Damian Lillard, slowly making progress from that blood clot in his right leg. Could he be back for the playoffs? Doc Rivers.
Well, I mean, we're hopeful. You know, we're just following the protocols, and so we'll see. You know, but we don't know yet.
Badgers head football coach Luke Fickell on the search for a new left tackle after losing Kevin Haywood in spring practice to a torn ACL, out for the year.
You know, now we got to have to figure out how we're going to manage some of that and move some guys around and expect some other guys to step up, whether it's Leighton Nelson and Emerson Mandel. And guys like that that got to step in.
That's Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Yesterday in the Hollywood Beats, I reported that White Lotus Season 3 star Amy Lou Wood was hurt by the portrayal of her character during a sketch on Saturday Night Live last weekend. She called the portrayal mean and unfunny. Wood took to Instagram to clarify that she was not upset with Sarah Sherman, the actress who played her in the sketch. She also said Saturday Night Live reached out to her and apologized privately. Katy Perry was in space for 8 minutes aboard a spacecraft sponsored by tech company Blue Origin. The spacecraft crossed the outer space barrier barrier for a few minutes before coming back down to Earth. One of Perry's spacemates, Gail King, said Perry sang "What a Wonderful World" as they floated along. Blue Origin is owned by Jeff Bezos, whose wife, Lauren Sanchez, was also on board the flight. This marks the first time in history six women have gone into space on a mission that achieved almost nothing while wearing bell bottoms. Money well spent. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A good-looking mid-April day with plenty of sunshine and a break from the wind, high temperatures in the upper 50s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low near 43. On Thursday, showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm as well, with highs in the lower 60s. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday, are voucher schools taking on their fair share of kids with disabilities? They say yes. Why? Because they say so, based on a guess.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes pina coladas, but hates getting caught in the rain, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to hour two of this Tuesday night edition of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. I am your host, Pete Schwabba, and I am joined here in the studio right now by Green Bay Children's Museum Director of Business Development. But don't let that fool you, folks. She will take a gig at the Guggenheim or the Science and Industry Museum.
Yeah.
If there's like a signing bonus and a per diem, she can be swayed. It's great to have you with me tonight here on Nightlight. We've got our question of the night is, who is your favorite sitcom actress? And I would say Betty White maybe is in the lead, or
from her since I've been here, there's been a lot of Betty White.
Three or four Betty Whites. Lee from DePeer says over the text line, I heard Miss Heather likes Mai Tais.
Lee, I do. I do. This is a true statement, only if they do not have pineapple juice in them. Pineapple juice or orange juice should not be in a traditional Mai Tai. I mean, they can be, but yeah, I don't like, no.
Huh. Is that your favorite drink?
It's one of my favorites.
If you could only have one more cocktail.
You know what? It depends on where I am. If I'm listening to jazz, I want a really dirty martini, vodka martini. If I'm at a tailgate, I want a carbless. If I'm... It just depends on where,
Okay, at first, I was hungry because I'm fasting and you brought in these Thai Brussels sprouts that I can smell.
So good. Sorry.
And now I haven't had a drink in like 2.5 years and all I can think about is a dirty martini.
Mm.
You are messing
like
me up tonight.
Ron Jeremy dirty. Like, yes.
Oh, wow.
So good.
Speaking of prosthetics. Okay. Hi-yo. or not speaking of them. Steve from Sun Prairie. That's the 608. Steve says, my new bride. Anne says Loretta Swit from MASH. That's a great one.
Oh, yes.
I forgot about MASH.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations on the new bride, Steve. And hello, Anne. Thank you guys for listening tonight. And then on the stream, PJ says S.
S. Well, right back at you, PJ.
Am I missing something there?
S.
Unless it means money.
I don't know.
We need clarification, PJ. But thank you for playing. So we've got Heather Heil here. She is the Business Development Director of the Green Bay Children's Museum. Give us another quick recap about the great event you have regarding tailgating and kids, because that sounds like fun. And then we're going to take our movie quiz.
You got it. Future season ticket holder tailgate event, Friday, April 25th, 9 to 12, sponsored by the Green Bay Packers Give Back. And you can bring your family. You can tailgate in our back parking lot and then come on into our museum. And we have a little mini combine. Sign up for season ticket holders. You can paint yourself up like a fan, make a mascot, you know, do all of the things. So it's really a fun day for the kids to get involved, burn off some energy, and take part in those traditions of something new that Green Bay is fostering this year.
You know what would be really funny is if you did this combine for kids and there's some kid that ran like a 3.8 40.
I know,
and
we'd had be like
vertical
whoa.
Of like 50 inches or something in the Packers.
I know people.
Saying, do you
I
really?
Know people. Yeah, I could be like,
you
yeah,
could be the
hey,
agent.
Yeah.
What is getting on the Packers ticket list though? Is it was like a 400? It's like.
Yeah, it's still a
the
long
Greenland
list.
Shark yes. will be born and die before you get your tickets,
you,
though, right?
You'll probably be 20s, 30s before you can get on that list. However, you still need to sign up to be a season ticket holder.
Yeah.
So now is the time. Bring in those kiddos. Let's get this done.
Fair enough. Todd from DePere says, we're learning a lot, all in caps, about Heather tonight.
I'm sorry.
You're kind of an open book,
okay,
though, aren't
I
you?
I am, really. Whatever you want to know. I
mean, you don't. You've done radio before. You're
yes.
sort of open anyway about stuff, you know, because you've had quite a history, let's be honest.
I've never been up in a spaceship, though.
No. Keep
that
your fingers
I have
crossed.
Not. Yes.
All right. Let's take our. All right. Heather, we like to give these nightlight quizzes once in a while. We have some that are about Wisconsin or sports or mm-hmm. show business or whatever. You said I'd love to take a sports movie quiz.
I did say that, and then I immediately
did
regretted
you regret
it.
Why?
Because I was like, if it's not like Field of Dreams or like movies I've seen, I don't know that.
I think you'll do okay.
How I'm going to do with this.
We kind of came
Can
up
Conrad
with this.
Can Conrad and I do this together?
No, because he created like half the questions,
yeah.
the other half
yeah.
are mine.
Shoot.
So, well, let's start with, all right, here's a Conrad question. All right. You ready? All right. This is ready, Conrad. You got the bell ready?
Say it,
right.
in, a, say it in a. Can we get it in like a British accent, please?
Let me hold on a second.
You got this.
What 2.5 men actor played the Wild Thing in Major League?
Yeah, okay. That's no, you got
bad.
This.
I'm gonna go
what?
With the American.
What?
What 2.5? What 2.5 men actor played the Wild Thing in
oh,
Major League?
He was in 2.5 Men.
It just says
Charlie
it.
Sheen.
I didn't even
see,
have to
I
read
gotta,
the...
You should see the smoke coming from my ears
no,
right
like,
now.
I didn't
gotta,
even
like,
have to
the
read
process.
The choice.
Yeah, I was going to say there's multiple choice.
This Conrad's oh. questions are multiple choice.
Oh,
I'm not
okay.
as forgiving.
Thank you, Conrad. Whew.
All right, here's another con question. What actor played Billy Bean in Moneyball? Is it... you want the choices?
I'm going to say it was the blonde-haired guy. He was in Ocean's 11 and 12, and he was really smoking hot, and he was married to Angelina Jolie. Is that the correct actor?
Well, here are your options.
Brad Pitt. I didn't even see it. Like, did you just
you wanna,
see that? Like,
do you want to know how easy Conrad is making this? He says...
No, he's not. This
choices,
is hard.
But I didn't even have to read the choices. He said A, Brad Pitt.
Just so smart.
B, Aaron Rodgers. C, Pete Schwabba. D, Jonah Hill.
I was going between Jonah Hill, but I couldn't come up with his name either.
In what movie do the Average Joe's Gym and Globo Gym face off in the Dodgeball Championship? Is it...
Dodgeball. Okay, Conrad. Was that a Conrad question?
Good Lord, Conrad. If this were an IQ test, you'd be an absolute rocket scientist right now.
I'm just crushing it. Crushing
but that's
it.
Good. We like our guests to do well. So you're 3 for 3 on the Nightlight Sports Movie Quiz. What 1986 movie stars Gene Hackman as Coach Norman Dale? Is
oh,
it A, Remember the Titans, C, 42, D, John Wick 5, Dodgeball Assassination?
Wait, you got them mixed up.
No, I
like,
didn't.
What?
Or B, Dodgeball.
Oh, come on.
What was the question again?
In what movie do the Average Joe's Gym and Global Gym face off in the Dodgeball Championship?
What gym? It's called Average Joe's.
No, what movie do the Average...
Dodgeball.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Did we not just ask that question?
No, you just asked that question.
You just asked me that question. So what's the question after that?
Round
there was
four.
Something about... I was like, what is... Who's been drinking?
Do you want me to do it?
I want
no,
you had the wine.
Yep, was the John Wick 5 Dodgeball Assassination. I think I,
I, don't,
that,
yeah, that
I gravitated
you up, yeah.
back.
I'm like,
okay.
What is that?
All right, you're 3 for 3. Disregard that last question. This is why I don't host Jeopardy. Reason.
I think you're doing great, buddy.
Okay. What 1986 movie stars Gene Hackman as Coach Norman Dale? Is it A, Remember the Titans, B, Hoosiers, C, Peach Wabba's Basketball 5, or D, Larry the Cable Guy on Ice?
A or B? I'm going to say not A, I'm going to say B. B.
Dodgeball is correct.
Dodgeball.
No, it is Hoosiers.
Yes.
Very well done.
Okay.
Ooh,
I was
if you haven't
on that
seen
one.
Larry the Cable Guy on Ice, it is a spectacular show, by the way.
Wasn't there like a for real, like... Will Ferrell was on Ice. Blades of Glory.
Blades of
yes.
Glory.
Yes.
Oh, that's
yep.
a sports movie.
That was a sports. He asked me those questions.
All right. Heather Heil is here. She's our guest. She is the business director, business development director for the Green Bay Children's Museum. She's taking our sports movie quiz here at Nightly.
It's okay. Here we go.
She is 4 for 4.
Okay,
five
let's
for
pretend
five. No,
the,
4 for 4.
The Masters.
Okay.
Okay.
What movie do the average Joe... No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
What golf movie...
Oh, boy.
...stars Kevin Costner as Roy Tin Cup McAvoy?
Tin Cup?
I don't even have to read the options.
Okay.
You know, somewhere, Luke Mathers right now is like, oh, man, let me at that quiz, right? All right, here we go. She's 6 for 6. Heather Heil. What basketball movie stars Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes?
White Man Can Jump.
Ooh,
yeah.
Yeah. You're undefeated. You're 7 for 7.
It's because I'm athletic.
Can you dunk?
Look at me. I'm so... No.
All right. Oh, this is a good one. You know what?
Yeah.
No, it's not. I keep seeing the answers because I haven't read them. And then I go, oh, I'm excited for that question. Oh, we just read it. Because I saw you had Hoop Dreams as one of the choices. That's a phenomenal film.
I don't know if
What
I've
about
seen
Pete Schwabba Can't Dunk? That was a good movie, too.
Yeah.
Pete Schwabba could dunk.
He had a prosthetic, though. Why can't he just be himself?
I was one of the few basketball players on our team that wore a prosthetic, which was weird because I had shorts on. So it didn't really matter.
I was like, what's happening?
But it helped me dunk. I just couldn't dribble or pass or shoot. All right. What football movie based on a true story stars Sandra Bullock?
Blindside.
Wow. She's crushing this thing. We got to get the mic questions. She's acing.
I was nervous. I'm like, this is going to be terrible.
Well, we felt bad after that Friends quiz we gave.
Well, but I came back and was crushed
you did,
the other
you did
quiz.
Very well.
I did.
Mm-hmm. All right. What movie stars Adam Sandler? As Bobby Boucher.
Bobby Boucher, the water boy.
I have to tell the story. I listened to podcasts, and there was, for college, I like Wisconsin teams. For pro, I'm a Chicagoan, or that's where I was born. So I was listening to a sports show, and there's a late night host there, and he was doing a draft over the phone and said, who do you think the Bears should draft? And one guy texts in Bobby Boucher from Southwest Missouri State, and the host didn't know the movie. And he was trying to play along, and he goes, well, Bobby Boucher, you know, he's a good player. I don't think he's going to go in the first round. Like, he had no idea what he was talking about.
But he just
went
with it.
And the other host played that over and over all day. Like, I almost felt bad for the guy.
That's funny.
All right.
That's good stuff.
Is Heather 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 for 8? She's crushing. All right. What 2024 movie stars Zendaya as a tennis coach and former player and has transformed her husband from a mediocre player into a world-famous Grand Slam champ?
I do not. Do we have multiple choice on this one? Okay.
Is it A, Challengers, B, Tennis Dudes? You got to at least make it sound realistic.
Like legit.
C, Tennis Threesome.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that sounds kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. And then D, Grand Salami Tennis. Mm-hmm. When I said make this easy for
Conrad,
Heather, I didn't mean she's not a toddler. Okay.
My face is flushed. It's not the wine. It's one, number one.
Chandler, Challengers.
I didn't know that one, though.
You didn't know that one?
I didn't know that one.
It's a very interesting movie. I liked it.
Okay.
What 1993 movie stars Sean Astin as a student for Notre Dame who wants to play football? What 1993 movie stars Sean Astin as a student for Notre Dame who wants to play football? Is it A,
is
The
it
Goonies?
No. Remember the Titans?
B, maybe? Rudy. C, Notre Dame Pride. And D, The Goonies 2.
Rudy.
Mikey goes to...
Rudy! 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 How about radio? We didn't talk about radio or...
Radio?
No, I have like all of these.
That was one of the selections. You just, you didn't have to read the multiple choice for that question.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we've got more questions for Heather. We're going to do a very, very quick break. Folks, this break is so fast. You're not even going to blink.
Super
and we're going to be back. So don't go anywhere.
Jackie,
she's crushing the
Kersey
quiz. You're undefeated. You have a perfect perfect attendance.
Yeah.
All right. We're coming right back. Heather Heil is here from the Green Bay Children's Museum taking our movie quiz, which will segue into Wisconsin sports
and
movies.
More. Okay.
It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio.
Could coal make a comeback in Wisconsin? Pollution and high costs have pushed utilities to start shutting down coal plants across the state. But the Trump administration has announced emergency orders to boost coal, including offering power plants a 2-year exemption from requirements to reduce emissions of toxic chemicals like mercury, arsenic, and benzene. April 22nd marks the 55th anniversary of Earth Day. Back in 1970, Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson called for an environmental day of action that inspired 20 million Americans to take to the streets and demand protections from environmental contamination. Less than 8 months later, Congress created the EPA. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's more than a place to shop. Schrader's Department Store is a 134-year-old cornerstone in the Manitowoc County community of Two Rivers. It's also the oldest, and not just in the state, but the country, still operated by the same family.
I am fourth generation. We've made the store just our own special spot now.
AJ Schrader runs the store with her sister, and like every generation, grew up working there.
My sisters and I were all raised in the department store from little on. I would wait on customers when I was 12. It's just a part of who we are. Our customers are what open the doors every day.
So it's a mix of new and old, including services like tailoring.
It's just a great place to be.
It really is a slice of Wisconsin you won't find anywhere else. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
That's our space girl.
Yeah, nicely done, Conrad.
She went into space in
for
bell
eight
bottoms
minutes
with five other women and achieved absolutely nothing. Welcome back to Nightlight. This is Pete Schwabe. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, I dream of Jeannie's naughty sister, too.
Oh, I don't remember.
Who is he referring to, Conrad?
Yeah, I don't
you have
remember
to scroll
that.
Back. Now I'm curious, because I loved I Dream of Jeannie, Barbara Eden. She was great, too. Barb from Waukesha says, Edie Falco in The Sopranos and Nurse Jackie. Yeah,
oh,
that's a
yeah,
great one,
she's
too.
Fantastic. Good one.
Lee from De Pere, Elaine Benes. Our question of the night, folks, by the way, is who is your favorite sitcom actress? And we've had all kinds of amazing answers. Barb from Waukesha also says, disregard my Edie Falco text. Those aren't sitcoms. It's been a long day. That's okay, Barb.
Yeah,
we weren't going to call you
yeah.
out. Isn't Nurse Jackie, wasn't that a...
I think it was a sitcom, a yeah. drama.
Doesn't all right, that is the voice of Heather Heil. It's so fun to have Heather here, like we always do. And, you know, Kristen Lyerly, you guys are, like, interchangeable almost as guests because you come on and you can just talk about anything.
I know. Actually, I was with her significant other and my significant other before I came here.
I will
here,
not say his name.
Craigers.
And no, Craig, that was not me. I have too much respect for law enforcement to call you by a name you don't want to
and
be referred to.
My significant other said, so, what are you guys going to talk about tonight? And I'm like, nothing that we talked about, because I walk in there and it's bowl in the china shop. I'm it's, like, blah, 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 blah. The,
all bets yeah. are off. So, and I can't remember, did you introduce me to Kristen or she introduced me to you, I think?
She introduced, yep.
Because she was already kind of in the
correct.
Mix here.
I introduced yeah. her to Mino and Mayor, and then oh. she introduced me to you. Because she's like, I think you two need to know each other.
Can you introduce me to Mino and the Mayor?
I sure can.
They don't return my calls.
I can get you in.
Mm-hmm. All right, sweet. I'll slip you a double sawbuck for that. Thank you. All right, we've got a few more minutes with Heather, unless you want to stick around, which is fine,
no,
too.
No, I got to go. I got to watch some more TV.
I got to finish
my guitar documentary.
What's that?
The guy who owns the guitar shop, the famous guitar shop, they did a documentary on him. It's my documentary club.
Already
picture.
Bored.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
sorry.
It's awesome. He's like sold guitars to like anybody who's anybody. Yeah.
Is this local? Green Bay?
No, oh. It's like California.
Okay. It was fun. Like when I lived out there, you could go into Guitar Center because mm-hmm. I play poorly. But I once in a while, if I was bored or had time to kill, I'd go in and you could see like people like Slash.
Yes, so he would, go to this yeah. place, and, like, that's where they went, and they let you actually play there. It wasn't, like,
yeah, you just pick
a
up
place.
A guitar.
Yeah.
And, I
was it Norman's Rare Guitars?
Norman's Rare
oh,
Guitars,
that.
Conrad. That's
good, huh?
The documentary I'm watching right now.
Is it a docu-series?
No, just a docu.
Just a mentory.
Yep.
Okay.
Just a mentory.
All right, let's try to get a few more questions in. You're like, what is she, 10 for 10?
10 for 10.
Right.
smartest.
Now here are the questions. Here are the questions that I came up with. These are not
multiple choice.
Multiple choice.
Boo.
Or multiple guess. Let's start with movies that have Packer themes.
Okay.
This film, shot in 2012 in and around Lambeau Field, has a cameo by Green Bay Mayor at the time, Jim Schmidt, and has a certain yard line in the title of the film.
50-yard line.
Close.
40-yard line.
We'll accept that. It's 60-yard line.
60-yard line.
That's pretty good. That movie's 13 years old.
Yeah. That's the movie I was in an extra in. I should have known that
nice.
One. Yeah.
Okay. This movie that often references Green Bay Packers refers to their team colors and was just released a couple months ago in theaters.
Green and gold.
Have you seen it?
Not yet.
Oh, you got to.
We were
it
just
out.
Talking about that at dinner tonight too.
Oh, really?
I guess with Craigers.
Craig,
see,
I'm not going to give you this forum to insult my friend.
Yeah,
like
you
that.
Are.
No, oh.
Because you know every time I'm going to.
Well, he's your friend. I Craig and I know each other, but not well. I mean, we went. Okay.
I'm trying to make you friends.
Okay, thanks, Craig.
My friends are your friends.
It's just like a blind date for a friendship. No, it's right. Not the least bit awkward.
You're welcome.
All right, this 2012 film involving the Packers explores the last day or the last day of quarterback Brett Favre and includes Lambeau in the title. The whole title of the film is in what I just read, if you can remember it.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
It's called Last
Something About Mary.
Last Day.
The Last Day at Lambeau.
She got it.
Yeah,
she
that
is
one.
Still undefeated. All right, we're going to segue.
Oops.
These are movies that were just shot in what?
You didn't do Something About Mary. Brett Favre was in that one.
He was.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
he was so good.
He does great charity work. All right. Mm-hmm. In this 2009 film starring Johnny Depp as John Dillinger was shot around Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
I saw this and I remember this. Multiple choice. I need...
All right. Multiple choice. We'll say, let's say The Omen.
Nope.
Major League.
No. Nope.
Public Enemies.
Yes. Public Enemies.
Very well done.
And they were in Minocqua, and there were bullet holes, and like the whole thing. Yeah,
that's right. Wow, good memory.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough though when they're not. See, I don't coddle people like Conrad does. You are graded on a curve, but
well,
okay. Wow.
Craig just
tough room.
Craig just says, oh, Pete, please arrest Heather for me.
Never.
Citizens arrest.
Freedom.
All right. I'm doing my best here, Craig. This film starring Bob Uecker and Tom Berenger was shot primarily at Milwaukee County Stadium in 1989.
Is that the Major League? Yeah, it is.
You did that old
just
person
a bit
thing.
Outside.
You did that old person thing what? Where you out of the. Yeah, I'm going to get the cable.
The Major League.
I got the Google.
I was
have you
able...
seen the Batman?
No, I have not. Or the Twitter. Was able to, on a serious note, was just in Milwaukee and was able to pay my respects to Bob Uecker in the cemetery there. So that was quite
an
amazing like experience.
Well, he's already buried there?
Like, he is, yep. And he was a military person, so it was like really impactful for me to be. Yeah. I wanted to meet him and... Not the way I wanted to do it, but it was nice to thank him for
giving a
kid like me a chance in radio. And
can you imagine Bob Uecker in the military? Like he must have been that guy, like Bill Murray in Stripes.
Oh my gosh, for sure.
Probably wisecracking and getting in trouble and having
such
to do
a funny
push-ups.
Guy.
Let's try to do this. Let's try to get a couple more in before we bring Dave, our brewmaster, onto the show. This film was released in the last few months. This film, which was released in the last few months, looks at the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers World Series appearance, and it's titled after a famous Bob Uecker phrase.
Just a bit outside.
The story of the 1982 Brewers.
Yes.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Made by Sean Hanisch and Kelly Call.
I have not
great
seen
film.
This. I didn't realize that.
I'm halfway
there was a
through.
Film. Yeah.
I watched it the other night and then I got a phone call, but I'm going to go back to it. It's really, really good.
Okay, babe, mark that
check
down on our list.
All right. This 1999 film, David Lynch film, is about a man unable to drive a car who rides a tractor from Iowa to Wisconsin to visit his ailing brother.
Is this a film that just came out with the.
No, 1999.
I don't know this one. Nope.
The Straight Story.
Oh, The Straight Story.
Kanye got that
buzzer.
I'm playing music now, so I can't use
the buzzer.
All right, we're getting one more quick one here, right, Heather? This film from 1986, shot in and around Madison's UW campus, and stars Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, Back to School.
Yeah,
Back to School.
Heather Heil, ladies and gentlemen,
woo!
We are coming right back
thank
with
you.
Brewmaster.
Thank you very much,
Dave Hansen. Thank you, Heather.
Thank you.
You are really good at quizzes.
I adore you. I know. Right.
Stick around
it.
If you want.
May I don't know.
Right, she
I
may or
go.
May not be.
I got it.
We're
go.
Coming right back.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matinee on Air.
CBS News Brief. Hong Kong enters the U.S.-China trade war fray. It says its postal service will no longer send packages to the U.S. Reporter Alex Jensen.
First, it's goods bound for the U.S. by land or sea, and then from April 27th, airmail too.
A federal judge calls out the Trump administration for doing, quote, nothing to bring Kilmar Abrego Garcia home after he was mistakenly deported to prison in El Salvador, and his family is sending a message.
Stay strong. God hasn't forgotten about you.
That's his wife, Jennifer Vasquez Sura.
I hope that the strength of faith and the resilience within us will keep us standing after all the punches we continue to receive.
A pastor from Tennessee rescued in South Africa after he was kidnapped during a sermon last week. Police there say three suspects were killed in a high-stakes shootout with officers. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers end their losing streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers shut out the Tigers 5-0, ending a three-game losing streak. Reese Hoskins smacked a fastball to deep center field for his first home run of the season.
Yeah, breaking the ice, there's maybe something to be said for that. Yeah, it's just nice to get rewarded for some quality at-bats.
NBA, the Bucks' Damian Lillard, slowly making progress from that blood clot in his right leg. Could he be back for the playoffs? Doc Rivers.
Well, I mean, we're hopeful, you know. We're just following the protocols, and so we'll see, you know, but we don't know yet.
Badgers head football coach Luke Fickle on the search for a new left tackle after losing Kevin Haywood in spring practice to a torn ACL, out for the year.
You know, now we got to have to figure out how we're going to manage some of that and move some guys around and expect some other guys to step up, whether it's Leighton Nelson and Emerson Mandel. And guys like that got to step in.
That's Luke Fickle with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's a film that might amuse you if you're just in the mood to sort of zone out. The Amateur, starring Rami Malek, is what I would describe as halfway decent entertainment on the big screen, but there just isn't a whole lot there. Malek plays a CIA analyst who wants to avenge the death of his wife. He does just that, and there are some interesting scenes involving his revenge, but nothing is ever really explained. It's directed well, and there are some cool scenes and a good pace, but it lacks substance, and frankly, Malek seems miscast in his own film. That's right, he's also a producer. Get ready, folks, the playoffs are right around the corner. Of course, I'm talking about the music competition show The Voice. Season 27 playoffs start in late April, and the show is adding what they call mega mentors in Sheryl Crow and Leanne Rimes. The two will be on opposing teams led by Michael Bublé and John Legend, respectively. The Voice airs Monday nights at 8 p.m. on NBC. I'd love to be a mega mentor. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A good-looking mid-April day with plenty of sunshine and a break from the wind. High temperatures in the upper 50s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low near 43. On Thursday, showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm as well, with highs in the lower 60s. Current temperature is 23 degrees.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating Me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
New texter on our text line said this: I think any other president would take these protests very seriously, but our current one couldn't care less. Anybody remember, you know, Nero fiddling while Rome burned? You get a little of that vibe here. The man's off golfing over the weekend as the world economy is lit on fire and nosediving. Can't be bothered.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Earl Ingram.
This Wednesday on the Earl Ingram Show, the lead-free crew returns to share the latest updates, followed by Dr. Robert Craig in the second hour to review the week's events.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabe, your host for this evening's show. Tomorrow night, we've got a lot of fun folks on the program. We've got a lot of movie talk. So Mike Starr will be here at 6:35. Mike was in Goodfellas, Miller's Crossing, Dumb and Dumber. You know Mike Starr, Conrad. He's the guy that picked up the hitchhiker. He's sitting right between him, and he's like, guys. Mike is great. He was phenomenal, and he's just one of those guys who does great work in every movie he's in. And I'm very excited to talk to him about Miller's Crossing. So Mike will be here, and that will be fun. That's tomorrow night. And then Matt Miller joins the show. We're going to talk about the Milwaukee Film Festival, which is right around the corner, and some movie and TV talk as well. Going to the text line here, our question, if you want to still get in a text, you have time, is who is your favorite sitcom actress? And Steady Eddie in the 608, our pal Steady Eddie, says, Pete, favorite sitcom actor? No, he said, favorite female sitcom actor. Mary Tyler Moore in The Dick Van Dyke Show, perfect storm of a sitcom. Still holds up 60 years later. I agree, Eddie. I don't think it's the funniest show in the world still, but it's just a great watch. And I agree it holds up. Even with the black and white, I think it's great. Steady Eddie continues, saying, the only dunking Pete Schwab ever did was when he attended Dunkin' Donuts University on a four-year scholarship. Actually, I walked on, Eddie. That makes it even more embarrassing. Steady Eddie knows way too much about me. He says, P.S., legend has it that Steadfast Edward in his prime could jump and touch the rim on a 10-foot basket. Well, who better would know that about Steadfast Edward than Steady Eddie, his alter ego? Fantastic. Brian from Green Bay says, Jesse Spano, Saved by the Bell. Oh, wow, that's going back. That's a good one. I like when we get something out of the blue like that. Thank you, Brian. That's great. Favorite actress in a sitcom? That's the question. Join us. Join the fun. We'll read your text on the radio right now, folks. I'm excited. Okay, so a couple months ago, Dave Hansen, who was the brewmaster at Flick's Brewhouse in Madison in the East Town Mall, reached out and said, hey, how about we do a Nightlight-inspired beer for the Wisconsin Film Festival? So I said, forget it. He said, how about $100,000 in your pocket? I said, let's talk. They bumped it up a little bit, and we agreed. There's no money involved here. No money changed hands, folks. But Dave did create a great beer called Hazed on Radio, a hazy IPA for the Wisconsin Film Festival. I understand it sold like gangbusters, according to Dave, which was exciting. They still have some left. So I said, we got to have Dave on the show to get people out to Flicks and finish off what's left of the Hazed on Radio IPA. Dave joins us now via what I like to call the telephone. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing excellent. How are you doing?
Good. I'm excited. Well, I was excited when I stopped by on my way out of town last week. You said it was outselling other local beers 2-1, which was very exciting. And now I'm talking about it on the radio. That probably helped. But I think you made a great beer, too.
Yeah, that definitely makes it easier to sell. And it actually turns out really nice.
We tasted it, and we shared the video of you and I tasting the Hazed on Radio today. It's on our Facebook page. If people want to go to Facebook, give us a like or a follow while you're there, please. But Dave and I toast, and we taste the beer. And it's kind of I'm going to tell you this, Dave. When I was down in Madison for the film festival, everybody at the parties, at the after parties that wasn't drinking, was drinking this athletic beer. And Hazed on Radio is a hazy IPA, correct? Okay. So I tasted it. You said you had passion fruit in there. It was very fruity, very refreshing. It was great. So I bought one of these athletics. It said hazy IPA. And I tasted it. And Dave, it was like drinking. It's like they found a way to liquefy a pine cone. It was not that good. And I thought.
Yeah, it's a tough balance for the NA beers.
But why is it? Yours tasted so fresh and like. What is it, the can, or did they? I just didn't like it at all.
It's all between the different hops that are used, the different yeast that's used, and also just how fresh it is.
Yeah. Well, you know, I didn't ask you on to trash another beer. I want to focus on your work because I thought what you did was great. How much of it is left? If people come out for the next week, will there still be Hazed on Radio there at Flicks?
Yeah, there will still be a little left. Okay. You know, I planned we did a pretty large amount, so it was enough to, I know it would, the film fest would take a big dent out of it, but we still got a good amount left. It should maybe even reach to the end of the month.
Oh, fantastic. So what do we do then, Dave? Because I want Hazed on Radio to be like the next old style. How do we make that happen?
People just need to drink it. Keep on drinking it.
Okay. Will you guys make more if you run out?
Potentially.
Okay.
We've got other stuff on the docket, but we can always get it back.
All right. I'll see what I can do. So how was the film festival in your experience? You're there. I said earlier on the show, Dave, you have such a great gig. You walk around in this cool Flicks shirt. You get to create beer. I mean, how did you fall into this job? This is a great gig for you. And tell me how the festival was.
Well, to start with the festival was fantastic this year. This is our second year having it, a portion of it at Flicks. And it just, you could tell things were more ironed out than the previous year. And it just, it went so smoothly. And yeah, it's just great to get people in to experience Flicks, to experience the Film Fest. And it's just great to see full houses.
Yeah, it was packed. I went to see that Russ Meyer film that night I met you there, and I could not believe there was like one seat left for this movie that was out in the 60s. It was like this campy movie. It was almost a porno flick. But it looked like they were crushing it. And do you have to be there for stuff like that, like in case there's an issue with one of the beers or one of the beers you created?
I tend to keep my eye, I'd spend a little extra time there, but otherwise I'm a phone call and, 15 minutes away at most. So
okay.
If something's going completely kaflooey, I can get back in and help out.
What kind of beers are your favorite to make?
To make, it's tough to beat a brew day when you're brewing a dark beer, like a stout or a porter, because it just, with that roasted barley, it both smells like a brewery and it has like a real roasted chocolate coffee aroma in the air.
Mm.
And just smell wise, that's like my favorite brew day.
Wow, nice. All right, so I kind of asked you this before. How did you end up at Flicks? Well, tell us a little bit about your career trajectory and how you ended up with, from the outside at least, looks like a dream gig.
Yeah, it just worked out. So I ended up, kind of after college and everything, was bartending, baking, all that kind of stuff, and wanted to go to school a little more and ended up finding beer school. So it's a master certificate program at University of California, Davis. So I just leapt in with two feet. I hadn't really done any home brewing, anything like that. I did a batch of cider at home, and I was like, yeah, this is fine. We can do this as a job. Let's figure it out.
Nice.
So, moved up to out to Davis, California, did a lot of intensive training, and ended up with a master's diploma.
That's so great.
And then, came back, got a job with then Line and Kugel's Milwaukee, which unfortunately that plant is now shuttered.
Yeah,
but
that's
it was,
too bad.
The small satellite Line and Kugel's brewery that was in downtown Milwaukee, right off of I-43.
Right.
Was there for almost 9 years. Moved back when my high school sweetheart moved back into Madison. And then, got a job at another brewery, Next Door Brewing Company. It was on Atwood. That is also no longer there. The pandemic kind of shut the doors for them. And then right after pandemic reopened, there was a job opening at Flicks, and just timing worked out.
That's so great. My guest is Dave Hansen. He is the brewmaster at Flicks Brewhouse in Madison in Easttown Mall. Stop by Flicks Brewhouse. They still have some Hazed on Radio Nightlight IPA that Dave created. I tasted it myself, really liked it. I thought it was great, so they still have some left. Or stop by Flicks anyway. It's a great place to watch a movie. Dave, is this a job?
I can jump in and say, if you want to get a good taste of Hazed on Radio and any of the other beers as well, on Friday nights, we always have a special with Crowlers where you get three full Crowler fills for $20.
Oh, wow. That's a great deal.
So yeah, it's the best deal that you're going to get at Flicks.
All right. So you stop know, it's, by it's, and it's yeah, awesome. That's fantastic. Thank you for letting us know. So Dave, I was going to ask you, cause I'm fascinated when I see from the outside, someone with a great gig that looks like it's fun, it's creative, you get to do your own thing. Have you kind of had it when you get home at night, or do you even make your own beer at home, or is this just a job now and you leave it at the door?
Well, it's a job, but it's also, you know, I've got the freedom to make what I want. I'm not just making one beer. So right. If there's something I want for myself and I know it's going to at least sell a little bit, I can make what I make it when I want for myself.
You got all the equipment at home and everything?
Yeah, I don't need to experiment at home.
What other, like, aside from Haze on Radio, you've got so many, you know, you go to the website, you've got so many beers there. What are your favorites to make, and what do you recommend right now if people come in and aren't in the mood for a Haze on Radio? Where would you steer them?
Well, right now, one of the newer beers that I brought on board recently that has just, you know, taken off is a pastry sour that is on a nitro tap. So, it, you know, it's like a Guinness tap where it's all foamy and creamy.
Okay.
So it's there, and so I make one base, and then I, you know, flavor it up separately. So for now, we've got a keg or two left of, so it's a lemon meringue pie.
Oh, wow.
You know, so it's nice, it's creamy, it's smooth. You know, there's some tartness to it. You know, a little bit of vanilla. You know, it's really a dead ringer for a lemon meringue pie. And then, you know, so it's a great go-to if you want something that's not very hoppy, a little more tart. You know, a little more drinkable if you're not into hops at all.
That's
great.
And
that's been a fun one that I've done.
Before we let you go, Dave, I have to ask you: do you have a favorite sitcom actress?
It's honestly tough to beat what Kirstie Alley did on her time in Cheers.
Oh, wow. There you go. We haven't heard anybody from Cheers. Diane, Carla, anybody. That's the first Cheers, and it's Kirstie Alley. I love that.
There's that. There's, you know, Night Court. You could go anywhere.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great ones.
Forgot about that one. Dude, thank you so much for the experience of making this beer and making me part of it and the show part of it. I hope whatever you do sells gangbusters, because I think you just do a great job, and it was great working with you. So I look forward to hopefully doing it again.
Well, I hope so. Sometime we'll get you back out on the next one and have you shovel some grain and
now you're talking.
Fill up the buckets to keep the cows happy.
It sounded fun until you said that, but yeah, we'll figure out a way around that. All right. Thanks so much, Dave.
The farmer comes and picks it up. Here.
Oh. Okay. Right. I'm in. Count me in. All right. Thank you, buddy. Have a great night, Dave.
All right. Thanks, Pete.
Thanks. That's Dave Hansen. Check out his work at Flicks Brewhouse in Madison. He does great stuff down there. Dave Kunisch says, Granny from Beverly Hills. Oh, that's one we haven't heard. I don't remember that show. I mean, it was black and white reruns when I was on, but I really don't remember Beverly Hills. PJ, who just texted S earlier, says, sorry, I fumbled my phone with the S. He says, my favorite sitcom actress was Christina Applegate from Married with Children. I love it when we get somebody new that we haven't heard yet. That's awesome. Keep those texts coming, folks. You still got a few minutes. Who's your favorite sitcom actress? We are coming right back to close this thing down, and we're going to give you a little teaser as to what you'll hear tomorrow night from actor Mike Starr, who will be here at 6:35. We'll play a little bit from his scene from Dumb and Dumber, and I'll tell you why Dumb and Dumber is important this week and how it relates to your weekend. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network. Another night, another dream. Nothing will be the same.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A North Carolina Supreme Court candidate who lost by 734 votes and refused to concede got help from the state appeals and Supreme Courts in his partisan battle to invalidate as many as 65,000 voters. His case is now back in federal court. April 4th, the North Carolina Appeals Court, on which Judge Jefferson Griffin currently sits, supported Griffin's position that 60,000 voters were never properly registered, and that as many as 5,000 military and overseas voters didn't supply ID when they registered to receive their special mail-in UOCAVA ballots. April 11th, the North Carolina Supreme Court allowed the 60,000 voters to stand, but gave the approximately 5,000 military and overseas voters only 30 days to provide missing information or be disqualified, and a federal judge ordered that the race not be certified. April 12th, the League of Women Voters filed a federal class action lawsuit on behalf of those military and overseas voters. Griffin's opponent, State Supreme Court Justice Allison Riggs, appealed in federal district court April 14th. In a blistering dissent in the state Supreme Court decision, Justice Anita Earls wrote, "Some would call it stealing the election, others might call it a bloodless coup, but by whatever name, no amount of smoke and mirrors makes it legitimate." We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Veal.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Nightlight, folks. This is a Tuesday night edition, which isn't that much different from other nights, except we have different guests and topics. I'd like to thank my guest tonight, Heather Heil, who is here. Hung out with Heather. That's always fun. And Dave Hansen from Flicks Brewhouse in Madison. Thank you for all your texts and calls. I think we're caught up in everything text-wise, call-wise, right? Okay. And yeah, it was fun. I'm really looking forward to tomorrow night. Mike Starr is just one of those guys who, you know, you look at him, you see his work. He's so great. He does comedy. He does mob films. He's just a great actor. And we have a clip. And here's the reason I wanted to play this clip, because Mike is going to be on the show tomorrow night. And he got very excited when I said, we'll talk about Miller's Crossing, because he said everybody asks him about Dumb and Dumber. So Miller's Crossing was last week's classic movie pick of the week. This week's will be Dumb and Dumber. And you can hear that on New Wisco Weekend with Lisa Hale every Saturday and Sunday here. Dumb and Dumber will be the classic movie pick this week. And here is a clip. This is Mike, and this is the clip we use in the classic movie pick. But this is Mike and Dumb and Dumber when he gets picked up hitchhiking. He's trying to find these guys, and they're so stupid. Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels pick him up as a hitchhiker.
Are you guys going to Davenport? My car died, and I'm late for a luncheon.
We usually don't pick up hitchhikers. But I'm going to go with my instinct on this one. Saddle up, partner. Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Guys! Fellas, you think we could listen to the radio or something?
Radio? Who needs a radio? Ready, Harry? Mock!
Yeah!
Ing!
Yeah!
Bird!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah,
Mockingbird, don't everybody have you heard?
Have you heard?
She's gonna buy.
He reaches into his coat for his gun, and they'd see more hitchhikers. After he says they usually don't pick up hitchhikers. Beautiful stuff. Great movie. Mike will be here tomorrow night. I want to play this other clip before we get out of here, and this is Tom Cruise. When you're Tom Cruise and you have the world on a string, so to speak, you're a pilot, you can do everything. You do your own stunts. The guy's amazing. These are the kind of jokes Tom Cruise plays on people. Go ahead, Conrad.
I'm a pilot, and I was one time we were flying to Colorado, and I was flying this airplane that we had to go on oxygen, and the winds were better at a higher altitude, so we climbed up, and I realized that we couldn't stay at that altitude if on oxygen. I had to descend because I didn't have enough oxygen. Mm-hmm. So I had a passenger in the back, so we figured out, you know, me and the co-pilot, that if we turned the oxygen off in the back guy, that we could make it at this altitude. So we, you know, it wasn't dangerous or anything, you know.
So, now, what happened when you turned his oxygen off?
He was very quiet. He fell asleep. Wow. He fell asleep. He slept the whole way.
He can't even talk.
Well, that, you know, he's the kind of guy you wanted to have him sleep the whole way. You know, it's like just.
But honestly, looking at it from another direction, isn't that attempted manslaughter? You just turn a guy's oxygen off? You're lucky you're not doing time, for the love of God.
He woke up.
He did wake up, yeah.
You know, when we were landing on descent, he. My hands are. He said, my hands. My hands are your old hands. He said, my hands are tingling. I slept the whole way. I said, must have been the way I was laying. I said, yeah, must have been the way.
Oh, my God. Wasn't getting enough oxygen to his brains. Oh, my God.
I know.
Well, it's.
Oh, God.
Funny now. Yow.
No, it wasn't such a high altitude that it would have, you know,
sure,
caused death or anything.
That's so great. There's nothing funnier than when someone can't even talk because they're laughing so hard. And that's those are the kind of Tom Cruise jokes Tom Cruise can play on people because he's a pilot and he's loaded. I don't like flying as much as I used to, and I certainly wouldn't go into space. Would you, Conrad?
I don't think I would.
I'm not that adventurous. And just to go and break the space barrier and come back, big whip.
I think if I did go, I would sing a song like Katy Perry, just to live in the moment.
Well, you wouldn't sing it like her. You would sing it similar to.
No, I can definitely do it like Katy Perry.
Let's hear it. What a Wonderful World. You know that song. Just give us a couple bars.
You know, I don't have the lyrics in front of me.
Almost,
I don't have the lyrics.
Almost went into it. Oh, that was lame. All right. Great stuff tonight, folks. Thank you so much for being here at Nightlight. Tomorrow night we got a great show too. We got to come up with should we just keep the female powered questions going this week? Like do some girl power questions all week? Can we promise that
why
to
not?
People?
Why not?
We'll think about it. We'll noodle it, and we'll be back tomorrow night at the same time. Have a great night, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll be back tomorrow night. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba saying good night, Wisconsin.
The Tap. Maggie Dawn.
At 3:30, we're talking with Wisconsin Representative Karen DeSanto about the future of public education funding in Wisconsin. She knows a bit about this and how to serve kids as the former CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of West Central Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one.
outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with breaking news from overseas and a blockbuster ruling on trans women.
I'm Vicky Barker in London, where the UK Supreme Court has just weighed in on a highly contentious issue.
The unanimous decision of this court is that the terms woman and sex in the Equality Act 2010 refer to a biological woman and biological sex.
But the justices made it clear that they ruled on a very narrow point of law, that trans women in the UK do have and will continue to have multiple legal protections here.
If you're waiting for a package from Hong Kong, don't hold your breath. China's southern city says it'll stop shipping small-value parcels to the U.S.